Log Talk Radio.
But since we only have an hour on here, and then we go to Blades on Radio, before I bring on my co-host and everything, I've been working on everything since I heard the news that Brian Fons is a fucking little asshole for canceling AMC and One Life to Live. So, this is how I feel about the list. So, if it offends anyone, I'm sorry, but I'm pissed. Okay, here goes. Number 10, this is like the late show with David Letterman. I'm going from 10 to 1. Number 10, he knows nothing. Let me start over. Okay. 10, he knows nothing. 9, he nearly got Days of Our Life off the air before coming to ABC. Number 8, he got Zini Francis to go to Y&R. He got post-traumatic cancer. Number 6, he only uses a couple of people on AMC, and you can say that for ZH2, but I don't want to get into that because I could get my own self in trouble. Number 5, he brought Kelly Monaco to the General Hospital. Number 4, not bringing Aaron Hussey to the AIDS. 3, he thinks Kelly Monaco can act. Can we say lab dance? 2, for trying to get Becky Hopes fired. And the number 1 reason I think he should be fired for breaking up Blades and for singing Zeke's died, I still don't think he did, and My other number one is to think, he thinks Zaytium is a great couple. Okay, Brian Fong, you need to go. So I have callers on the line. I'm going to bring on my co-host, Terry, and then I will bring Allie on and then so forth. Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello.
How did you like my list?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm sorry, I'm on my laptop, and I don't think my fan looks on my laptop.
Oh, okay, well, but it was good?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to bring on Allie. Hey, Al.
Hello, hello, hello.
How did you like my list?
I
top 10.
Loved it.
Really? Thank you.
Yeah,
you mean me.
I agree with Erin Hershey. I was hoping that she would be coming to General Hospital, but she never did.
Yeah, I never understood that either. Okay, I'm going to bring on Christy next. Hey, Chris, how did you like my list?
I loved it. You loved the number one reason. Right on, Carly.
Well, because in my view, that is the number one reason. In my view, he should be fired for, you know, the Sam. I mean, thinking the Sam is a great couple and breaking up all couple and the whole Zeke thing.
Yeah.
And we have another call. Let's come join the party. 588, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air with us.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Sydney.
Hi, Sydney. Welcome to the party. And I'm sure you're really upset about either AMC or One Life to Live or maybe both.
I am very upset about this. Disney and ABC are making a big mistake, and they're setting a really bad example for the other channels that have soaps. And I wrote a blog that I've been promoting on Twitter about it. My name on Twitter is Saturn Devo, and I wrote a blog about this. I'm very, very upset about this, and they really should think about the fans. This is not a decision that was made based on the fans. And if they really want to make changes, at least put AMC and One Life to Live on SoapNet. Keep SoapNet and make it a real channel for soap. The fans would love that. But don't cancel them. These shows are still very popular, and people love these shows. Nobody wants to see shows about food and all this other stuff. There's enough stuff on TV, networks, and cables for that. We want our soap, and they really should listen to the fans.
Guy question, did you listen to my top 10?
My
top 10 reasons why Brian Fong should be fired?
Absolutely, and you should add the president, Ann Sweeney, to the list as well, because, you know, she's not doing a very good job either. I absolutely agree with your list.
Well, I just want to say it one more time for, like, because we have more people in this album, and I will do it really quick. Okay, so this is for Brian Fong and Ann Sweeney now. Number 10, they know nothing. Number 9, this is really for Brian Fong. He nearly got Date of a Life off there before coming to ABC. Number 8, he got Zinni Francis and, oh my God, the guy that played Robert Scorpio, Tristan Rogers at Ryanall. Number 7, he got post-SARS cancer. 6, he only used people on AMC, and you can say that for ZH, too. 5, he brought in Kelly Monaco to ZH. 4, for not bringing Aaron Hersey to Zinni Hospital. 3, he thinks Kelly Monaco can act. Can we say lab dance? Number 2, for trying to get Rebecca Hurst fired. And the number 1 reason, for breaking up Blades on and for us thinking Zeke is dead, and this for basically coming and wrecking all of us up and thinking, oh, I'm a guy, I know what women like, and I know what's hot and sexy when apparently you don't.
Absolutely. That should be posted everywhere and sent directly to Disney and ABC.
Well, after I crack my spelling, I will probably, I'm going to put that on my website and everywhere, because I cannot believe all of this is going down. I mean, to do this to views, to do this to, you know, for what? I mean, come on. Do we need another cooking show or another talk show? I mean, come on. Brian Fawn, if you really want another show about weight loss, why don't you look at yourself for a second? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Someone better speak, or I'm going to probably get myself in hot water. So. But, yeah, I'm just, you know, he should have, knew what he was. He doesn't know what he's doing, and that's my whole beef.
Well, it's like you just said, there are tons of shows about food. The Food Network, Rachel Ray, Martha Stewart. We don't need another food show. And AMC and One Life to Live are very popular. If they want to move things around, just put them on SoapNet. Don't cancel SoapNet, too. Let SoapNet be a true channel for soap. They've got all those stupid reality shows and things on SoapNet. They need to get that stuff off and let SoapNet be a 24-hour channel for soaps, day and nighttime, current and old. And everybody would be happy with that, if nothing else. But they should not cancel these shows, because if they do that, then other networks are going to do it, too.
Exactly. You know, that's what I will never understand about, okay, good. I lost the Swiss boat for a minute, but I got it back up. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I don't understand why he thinks that a cooking show and a reality show are going to be so popular on at those times, because everybody in that age group is usually working.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
At that time.
And isn't one of them called The Chew? Like, really? Like, you expect us to watch The Chew over, like, One Life to Live? Like, really?
Yeah, The Chew and The Revolution. Real creative there.
Well, they're playing up to on The View. So it's like The View, The Chew, The Revolution.
I think it's stupid. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
It's like, and I love how they said that this decision has been in the making for a year. And that they have been watching the polls and everything like that. But really, like, One Life to Live, they have really stepped it up in the last few months.
Yep.
In the age range. And, they wasn't dead last, if I recall, for, like, the past couple of months now. Like, since back in December.
Yeah, I do not get it.
And if the decision was a year in the making, why did they move AMC out to L.A. just a year before, only to turn around and cancel it? That makes no sense.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. I agree.
And I think, too, that the only reason why AMC was moved out there was because of Franz, and he thought that he could control the budget out there, and, like, it didn't work out, so now he's trying to cover up his mess. And not only is he getting rid of one of the higher-ranking shows as far as budget-wise, but he's also creating a little extra room you know, with taking one life to live out too.
But no one, like someone just said, no one's going to be watching those time slots with the shows they have in store. That's going to make it worse for ABC. CBS has the strongest rated soaps right now. And if ABC does this to their daytime lineup, they're going to be screwed. How are they going to get the ratings? They're not going to get the ratings, and advertisers are not going to stick around. So what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really know how that they're going to tie up everything for the shows.
Does anybody else think that it would be a plausible idea if they just revamped the SoapNet channel, turn it into a true 24-hour soap channel, get that stupid shit like One Tree Hill?
I think that would have been a great idea.
I turned over to SoapNet, and, like, I see Beverly Hills and Gossip Girl running on, like, repeat, and I was like, soap channel. These aren't soaps.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You know,
they all call them
prime time.
They have a soap opera feel, but they're not really true.
They're prime time dramas.
Prime time dramas.
Yeah, but prime time soaps are like Dallas or Dynasty. That stuff now, that doesn't count.
I agree with you.
So, you know, if they revamp SoapNet, put AMC, One Life to Live, and other soap, real soaps on there, that would be a better idea. That would be a much better idea than turning SoapNet into Disney Junior. And, I mean, this is a really bad decision on their part. And they disconnected their comment lines today, but that doesn't mean people still can't email and tweet and whatever else. This is not the end.
I figured that once their comment lines got full, they would kind of disconnect it and not, you know, want to hear about it. Because I called Brian Franz's office after hours to leave a message, and they already had up that if it was anything to do with comments regarding ABC soap operas, that it would be deleted straight away.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, so... Oh, you know, I heard that a couple of weeks ago, but I'm like, okay, that's just something, you know, I thought, wait a moment. So today after Al told me this, I called because, you know, I'm pretty vocal and everyone in this room knows it. So I go, yeah, Mr. Fonz, I know my comment will be deleted, but I don't care. You know what? You're a pathetic man. You came on here to say, oh, I want to save soaps? Bullshit. You came on and destroyed them. You know what? I just hope when you're fired, you know, everyone will be ready to party because you being the president of ABC has been a joke.
Very arrogant. But, you know, that's typical of Disney conglomerate. They think they know what's best for everyone, and they think that they can set the tone for what people should watch. And, you know, they ruin everything they get their hands on, quite honestly.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it makes me mad that they did this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was very upset about this yesterday. I mean... You know, soap people, I don't know what, like, younger people think. I'm in my early 30s, but I don't know what these kids today think. But
so
soap operas are an they're an American tradition, just like the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
They're a part of our pop culture. And, I mean, for people know, if you don't even watch soap operas, everybody knows who Susan Lucci and Erica Kane is. Everybody, whoever you are.
Everybody
knows
who heard of Luke and Laura, and they don't even watch soaps. They're like, oh, Luke and Laura, yeah. That's soap
opera. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. Everyone knows who Erica Slavesack is, too. Come on. I mean, that's what I was having trouble with yesterday, when the announcement came down, you know, they said Susan Lucy. And I'm like, wait a moment, this is not Susan Lucy Hill. You know, Erica Slezak has also been there for like, I don't know, 44 years or something. So it's like, wait a moment. You know, I love Erica too, but I think it's sad when, you know, they are doing all of this. It just, it breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That they are doing it.
It does mine too. I went and, like, I just had to take a moment and I was, like, crying because not only do you have to feel for the actors who just lost their job, but everybody behind the scenes, the writers, the producers, yes. directors, yes. everybody who's working in makeup, wardrobe, props,
yes.
all of that. And think of how many people it takes to actually produce a soap opera. And all of those times, too, are getting fired.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, people talk about unemployment. Well, stuff like this is only going to add to our massive unemployment. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah,
some of these
really,
people,
you know.
I'm sorry.
No, no, go on.
I was just going to say, yeah, some of these people will be better off. You know, they have money or whatever. But like the other person was just saying, what about the people behind the scenes who weren't making that kind of money? What are they going to do? You know? I mean, it's a terrible thing that's happening across the board.
Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, I want to know why the whole fucking reason why it was so crucial to move, you know, AMC to LA. I mean, you know, to be honest, people, it wasn't. My heart did say he did to get Rebecca Budling, who played Greenlee, back on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's not a coincidence, oh, they go back to California and Greenlee's back. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, it makes me mad that they are doing what they are doing because, you know, they didn't have to do this at all.
Mm-hmm. And not only about, like, the move to All My Children, but the fact is that, you know, that they're saying that it's because they don't have enough viewers. They're not getting enough viewers. Well, if they listened to the viewers that they have, then I think that they would have gotten a lot more viewers.
Yes, that's right.
It's the fact that they don't care about daytime anymore. They want to go into a new hot direction. And you know what? I remember whenever soap was the hot and sexy daytime. I remember Love in the Afternoon.
Yep.
And Adventure. What do we get nowadays? We have, like, on One Life to Live, we have, right now they're doing great storylines. We have the whole Jess Test thing. We have, you know, families working together. Why isn't that getting the viewership that they want? I don't understand where they're getting their ratings.
They don't promote soaps at all on any of the channels
Unless it's General Hospital, and when you have that Zeke storyline, remember that Allie or Terry, we saw on all these series, but you know, come on, it's not
Zeke promo on every single station. But yet, you know what? I have never seen an All My Children or One Life to Live station or promo played. Unless it was ABC, unless it was, like, on the ABC channel or SoapNet.
Well, I think I saw a big promo about it about 5 years ago. If anyone will remember when they did this crossover with AMC and One Life to Live and the whole baby thing. They did promos on different channels, but that's the only Yeah.
See, speaking of the crossover, that's another thing that they could try to do. If they gave the shows a chance to move into SoapNet, since they were both created by Agnes Nixon, why not have them overlap more often, like the Bell soaps on CBS? Young and the Restless and the Bold and the Beautiful have crossovers all the time because they're sister soaps.
Yep.
You know? And that helps them stay strong in the ratings.
Mm-hmm. Like, and not even to, like, Brian Froehn said in his statement that they had thought about combining the shows. Why
oh,
not?
You guys, we have, you guys,
combined.
We have another call or two. We have another call. So when you're done, Allie, I will bring the other caller on.
I'm done. Go ahead and bring the other caller on.
Okay. 443, you're on the air with us.
Hey, you guys. It's Candace.
Hi, Candace.
Hey, Candace. How are you doing?
You know what? That's been the question of the day. How am I doing? I'm doing good on a personal level, but as a soap fan,
I know.
I feel like the last 24 hours, I kept thinking to myself, really, like, is this how it's going to go down? I actually just left a nice voice message on Annie Sweeney's phone. And I didn't do like most people today where they were calling it the viewer feedback line, and I'm not too sure if you guys know, but ABC actually took the number down. It's no longer available for the feedback line. Everybody was calling Brian Collins' office. Yeah, they took the feedback line down of like 11 o'clock Eastern time. So like this morning. Because they already knew what was going to happen. So people have been calling Brian Franz's office, and as you guys can imagine, it went straight to voicemail. So I thought that there was a number for Annie Sweeney, and on her thing it says, you've reached the office. If it's a business message, please press 1. So I pressed 1 because this is a business deal. We're going to look at it, you know, as
yep.
a business deal. Then we're going to take it as that. Because I had made a comment, and I said, well, pretty much I left a two-minute message, but basically what I said was, I'm between the demographics of 18 and 49. I'm 29 years old. And to me, the statement that they came out with, they said that women aren't home watching TV anymore. Okay, what are we talking about? You know, sitting around barefoot, popping out babies. I said, times have changed. That is true. People are working. I said, but men also watch the soaps, too. So you can't just base and make it sound like it's women who are the reason for this. It's everybody. If we're going to look at it, like I said, a business thing, let's look at it.
Okay.
I said, you're going to lose viewers. You're going to lose viewers of your network. It's not just affecting your daytime lineup. It's affecting the network because you're now putting on a cooking show. I believe they invented the Food Network for a cooking show.
I said the same thing, yes.
They also said that they're going to put on a makeover show. I'm sorry. That's why they have Style Network.
Every talk show does that, too.
Exactly, and I'm pretty sure there's a reality show somewhere in the blue skies that does that. To me, and like I said on the phone, on her voicemail, I said, to me, that's the dumbest business proposition I've ever heard, a proposal that I've ever heard. And I said, I understand the decision to kick down two shows that have been around since 1968, 1971, and stuff like that. I know that was a tough decision to make. I said, I understand that. But this community has brought so many people together, not just the fans.
Exactly.
Not just fans. But look at who came from those shows that made it into Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. So to me, like I brought up Kelly Ripa. Kelly Ripa made me cry today. Because.
I saw that too, Kels. Yep.
I mean, it was like, and then I got put on the voicemail too. I said, I've been lucky. I have been able to go to these events and meet friends, have gone online, I have met friends such as you guys. I've kept a tight bond. I said, I've met my soap idol. I met Susan Nucci. As of March, it was my fourth time meeting her. And I said, a kid growing up in Baltimore with big dreams, I said, the only thing I wanted to do was be on a soap opera. I wanted to be on All My Children and have a slam match with Erica King. Like, just go song at her and just get over and do it. I said, I wanted to be on One Life to Live so I could be a part of the Buchanan family. I'm now never going to be able to do that.
But you know what I think, baby? I mean, last night this came to me. You know, why can't we just contact Oprah? Oprah needs to put her money where her mouth is and her love for daytime She loves AMC and all that. Why doesn't Oprah say, okay, I'm going to bring AMC and One Life to Live to the whole network. I mean, come on, Oprah.
Well,
I mean, come on.
According to TVGuide.com, they said that Hallmark and the OWN network, Oprah Winfrey's network, they had proposed this idea. ABC executives, let me say that, they went to, now this is TV Guide saying this statement, that they went 24 hours before the announcement was made to propose the idea of having All My Children and One Life to Live be on either network. Apparently, Hallmark Channel said no because of the time slot, and also they said that the OWN network also said no. Now, Hallmark Channel really, like, people went onto their website and somebody from there said there was no comment to be made, and people are waiting for a rep or from Oprah, because Oprah does live Twitter on Sundays, to officially give that statement. So right now everybody's kind of like on pins and needles because people are trying to get Oprah to, even though Oprah has said in the past that she has a love for daytime drama, she wants to try to increase her network rating because it sucks right now, sorry, but it's true. And I feel that there's been four shows proposed to her. Down Light, As the World Turns, All My Children, One Life to Live. Something's got to give within the next week. I'm going to give it a week because I think maybe Oprah might actually do something. I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. And I'm thinking Oprah can do something here because she's Oprah.
I just have to ask, since she pointed this out, because I was reading about this on Twitter as well. Is it possible, because I've also heard people were petitioning Oprah to buy out SoapNet and bring it to the OWN network as well, because that would bring her a guaranteed 3 million viewers if she took over SoapNet and put AMC and One Life to Live or any other soap on there. Have you heard anything about that?
I did hear something about that.
I haven't, but Candace, anyone else?
That's it. I mean, my
train
right now
is uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I haven't, but that doesn't mean it's not out there.
I mean, because here's another scenario. And, you know, I think some General Hospital fans were worried about this, too, like, come last night, but there's a rumor, and I don't know if you guys have heard it, they said by September 2012, General Hospital is going to be gone.
You know
that's
what?
That's coming on heels because of the fact that, is it this September or next September something that's gone off?
It's not true. It's not true. It's just a nasty little rumor.
Well, here's the thing, the reason that they said this. They said everything is conspired into 2012 because, like, if SoapNet is going to be off, okay, there won't be a place for, if they're saying that there's no other outlet, you know, in the statement, this is what the statement said, it's no other outlet, times have changed, people aren't home anymore. You take away SoapNet, which is pretty much everybody's, like, you know, watch today's soaps today, tonight. Remember that, Margaret? Like, for some people, that is true. They do go home. They watch
the shows that aired earlier today that time slot. If you don't have film net, what else do you have? Because remember, the Nielsen ratings doesn't count for TV, for mobile phones and for online viewing and DVRs and TiVo. I mean, I think that's where people are getting it from, that General Hospital, because you take a look at the thing. General Hospital has been, what, the fourth soap, like, ratings-wise, fourth or fifth soap? Let's take a look, and I'm not breaking anybody's heart, but, you know, if they want to say it like this and they want to put it in your face like this, if the writing, I should say that, if the writing continues to be the way that it is now, if people do tune out because of it, it could well be that they might go ahead and do it. But I think most stuff is safe now. We might as well just say it, put it on there. There's no stuff that's safe because of the ratings or whatever they're going by. I don't really understand that or the demographics. But really, a cookie show? That's all I gotta say about that.
You know what? You know what? Yeah. The thing that I want to see happen from all this, you know, I want to see Brian Fawn gone. You know what? This, you know what he has done? You know, he has done this so many times and gotten away with it that he needs to be outed. I'm sorry. You know, he needs to be outed, and I think maybe we'll keep General Hospital on for at least a couple more years.
Wow. So how many years do you give it? How many years? Because this is the thing. We were talking about this at work today, and we said, I don't know if you guys saw the interview that Annie Sweeney did, saying that she owes a great big deal to Erna Phillips and to Agnes Nixon for, you know, helping her be a strong woman in this industry. But now that I saw it, this was like, one or two weeks ago, she actually, you know, sat down and she did this little interview, and she was talking. Now that I've seen that interview again, and I'm piecing together some things that she said, and the fact that she was a part of this decision, to me, I don't trust anybody that has Daytime anymore or has a network anymore. And it's sad to say that because, like I said, I never thought, and everybody else is feeling the same way tonight, I guess, that within, like I said on my Facebook, 2009, John Light was canceled, 2010, As the World Turns was canceled, this year's All My Children, next year's One Life to Live. I never thought in a million years, within in the last year, that these soaps would be gone. And, you know, we could blame Brian Franz, because trust me, he said it himself, he never thought he would be the guy to cancel two soaps. Bull. That is completely bull. He had this idea since 2008 because he kept speculating that he wanted to do something. He wanted to do something big to change Daytime. Well, mm-hmm. Congratulations, you did. Annie Sweeney said, I credit Agnes Nixon for being a strong, independent woman who sat down and created two soaps that has carried a legacy. I'm quoting this. Created a legacy for generations and generations that bridge gaps, that deal with social issues. Well, congratulations, you killed that too. For what? For something that's so phony and fake? Which the reality shows are. I'm sorry. I love some reality, but come on.
We don't need more reality shows. That's what's ruining television anyway, because it sets the bar so low. How do you account for somebody like Snooki now making $100,000 per episode, but they want to cancel a show like All My Children?
And Greg Rickhart from Younger Restless, he said it best on Twitter. I got to quote this. He said he values his job every day, and everybody should now value their job. You know, we have days where, you know, we go to work and we say, I hate my job. I wish I wasn't here. But it's harder for, and my heart really goes out to All My Children and One Life to Live, their cast, crew, and everything, because I can't imagine what they're going through right now. But Greg Rickhart said that TV executives can take off two soap operas to kill the daytime community, but people still want to see Jersey Shore. and keep that show on the air. What's wrong with that picture?
That's what I'm saying. I was saying that on Twitter. Oh, my God. It makes no sense. How can people clamor for a stupid show like Jersey Shore, but these shows that have been on the air for decades and have tackled social issues, they shows that touch things that at one time were taboo, like HIV or gay couples, whatever the issue was, Jersey Shore ain't shit. I'm sorry. It's not. And those people,
yeah,
who knew?
It is it. That's what it is. Jersey Shit. It's Jersey Shore. And Teen Mom fighting, creating their stuff. I mean, I personally, like I said, I'm 29 years old, and like my, I guess my generation should be like all up on the Jersey Shore people. But if they were to like really ask me, like, who do you want to see, Erica Kane or Snooki? I'm gonna say Erica Kane, because I grew up with that. Like that's my thing. Like, I don't understand what they're smoking over at ABC. I really wish they would pass it on, maybe because maybe I would understand a little bit better, but. I just can't. And like I said, I know it wasn't an easy decision to make. It shouldn't even have been a decision, period. But my whole thing now is that I want to know how they live with themselves. Like, how do they go to sleep at night knowing that they just did something as big as this? Like, I just want, if somebody can sit me down or sit any of us down, I want Ron Frantz to talk to me. Because I want to know what the heck is going on in his brain. Like, does he not like something? Like, did somebody piss him off?
Come on, keep in mind, this is Disney we're talking about, a conglomerate that doesn't care about anybody or anything and thinks that they know what's best for us little people. They don't care.
And that's the sad part, like, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys. Okay, maybe this is just me, okay? But wasn't there, like, what was it, Daytime was your escape from reality? Like,
yeah.
For that brief hour, like, you could go to Pine Valley and get away from what was going on in the real world, like the wars and the, murders and people winning the lottery and you didn't. And that day, you, like, for that hour, you can turn into this fictional world and be like, ooh and ah. So my question again, like I said, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how you can just sign on a piece of paper, we're gonna cancel this and this, and have people lose jobs and people, you know, we don't care because hey, we got our two great shows, The Grub and The Revolution. What, really? You know, and
yeah.
I feel for all my children people because we were talking about this. Everybody moved from New York to L.A.
And Franz doesn't even really care. He doesn't. I was just going to say, he doesn't even give a shit about the, he doesn't care about the shows. He, you know,
he,
and that's a shame.
He better not show up to the Emmys
you know?
This year. That's all I got to say. He better not show up to the Emmys this year.
Yeah.
Oh,
On Channel 2, there was somebody that got fired on Channel 2. She under her watch, two CBS shows got canceled, Guiding Light and As the War Turns, and she got let go. I mean, and now under Franz's watch, two soaps have been canceled. Whoever would have thought?
I think Franz would go. No, someone told me 2 years ago.
Yeah, or
AMC.
AMC and One Life to Live would be canceled. Would you believe
that? Yeah, whoever would have told me. Whoever would have told me even 10 years ago when they were really popular shows that we would be talking like this. You know, I mean, and One Life to Live has actually been doing really good storytelling. They've actually, they even beat the ratings. They beat, General Hospital or somebody?
Somebody beat General Hospital.
I think One Life to Live beat General Hospital in the past week in the ratings for Whole Household or something. I was reading somewhere.
And they just won the WGA, which is the Writers Guild Award. Like this week, Tuesday? Was it Tuesday or something? So,
I think so.
Yeah, it was
and,
Tuesday,
you know,
right?
And I have a feeling that I'm not going to watch, I don't want to watch no cooking show or talk show, and I have a feeling nobody's going to watch in spite of what he did. You know, I won't even watch in spite of it. You know what I mean? In spite of Franz.
Yeah, I mean, you know why it was like when they took off Nosebus at the afternoon, it was like a daily little show, but we would get the soap wrapped up. And then they put the doctors on here, and I'm like, okay, I am not watching the doctors. I am not watching the medical show because it kind of made me mad. That way, when you took off, a really good information or so for the doctors, and you could not put some at a different time,
sad is you can't pass these shows on to the next generation. Like, you know, everybody's probably watching it because of their grandmothers or their mothers or great-grandmothers or whatever.
Yep.
I remember falling in love with soap operas from not any family members, but it was like they were like, she was like my grandmother, and she passed it on to me, and it's like, you can't pass them on now, like an inheritance or whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, but I wouldn't want to pass it on anyway, considering that especially general hospitals, shit, you know. I know.
I was going to say real quick that, like I said, well, treating them, though, because I talked about it the last time, like my soap memory, like I'm an old soul when it comes down to soaps, but I mean, my great-grandmother, God rest her soul, she used to listen to it on the radio. And then the year my mom was born was when Gotham Light came on television. So I grew up watching that.
Mm-hmm.
And then with all my children, I remember, this so funny that my grandfather brought this up. He said, when I first got my first photo album, he said that I was humming that. He said, now, I don't know, I need somebody in my family to back this up. But he said that I was humming the theme song, the old theme song, to all my children. if that's true, then God help me, because...
These shows are staple. It's a staple part of our lives.
It's an American tradition. It's an American tradition.
Like, it's an American tradition. Why does one man seem? Why does he think that he should have done like a survey or something? Sent out little things to fans of the shows or whatever. I don't know. And
what he should have done was took in consideration the following. One, not only women watch soaps, men watch the soaps.
Yeah.
Okay? Point blank. Teenagers watch soaps. The 18 to 49 demographic, I'm sorry, does not want a cooking and makeover show. What's the point? Nobody really
you have women and men. You have gay people. You have all kinds of people that watch the soap.
Exactly.
Maybe if they would have sit back and redid their whole show, maybe if they would have brought in more gay storylines and more social issue storylines and just created, instead of, like, canceling them, why don't they just revamp them or something? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know.
What they also could have done was listen to the viewer feedback line.
Yeah.
If you have a viewer feedback line, you need to pick up the freaking phone on a Saturday morning at 8:40 in the morning. I'll give you a little bit of time. Get some coffee. Get your headsets on. Go on the computer and read with the viewers, the people who have helped these shows stay on the air. Who has had these shows in the family, who have passed them on, credited the soaps for something like the breast cancer storyline or abortion or how to handle the fact that your kid is bulimic or gay interracial dating. Sit down and listen. That really now takes me off because now that I hear people say, oh, I call the viewer feedback line, they're not listening. I don't even know why they came up with it. If you're not going to listen to the viewers, what's the matter?
Didn't Franz say he did some research? Didn't Franz say he did research before he canceled the shows and see what people want to hear?
He said he did research with the coming from
Oh, come on. I do not believe
it. And he said that right now the women want cooking shows and makeover shows, something with a healthy lifestyle. Okay, if it's a healthy lifestyle for you, why is it a healthy lifestyle for me? I'm sorry, I don't like to cook. I don't want to be, like, in the kitchen. Cook. I mean, there's people who do like to cook, but I'm a person who likes to go and go carry out. And I don't want a freaking makeover show to make me feel like, oh, I need to buy this. I need to do this. Wow, man, I look really, really ugly. Screw that. I'm going to be in my flesh eating ice cream and watching Erica Kane get married for the 12th time.
You know, for the 13th time.
The soap opera used to be able to do that and make people feel good. Like, I used to watch, like, the shows, and if there's a storyline that really related to me, I learned from it, you know, and you know what I'm saying? It's just like the social issues or people getting abused or something, and it helps them to wake up and tell somebody or, you know, or even you have somebody having an eating disorder on the soap opera. And they tell the story of the person, and then they get help, and then the people are actually watching it do the same thing. So you don't need to learn from these talks. You learn from the soaps, too, if they're written that well, you know?
And who remembers the stories that had, like, the action and the high drama, like when the tornado came to Pine Valley in 94.
I don't remember.
I love that. That had me on the edge of my seat thinking, if we ever have a tornado, I'm screwed.
Well,
I was thinking that it was so well done and with that tornado.
Oh, it was very well done, considering. It was very well done.
I just don't remember the good storylines, the back in the day when Jonah Hustle was really good, you know, just like the relatable storylines. I don't relate to Tornado, so I just relate, you know.
This is the first time. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, so you guys do know that they're saying that September 1st is the last air date for Alma Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Which is the third one.
That's not even six months from now.
I already lost two soap operas already. I don't want to have to sit and watch.
They got the Gaslight treatment because Gaslight was sold in April and they had to wrap it up in September. So, you know.
Whatever happens to Roger Hollis is not coming back then. If they're already canceling one might live, Roger Hollis might not as well come back. You know what I'm saying? I still believe that if they would have kept one life, brought Roger Hollis back, brought in other people that been on the show in the past, that would help. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it would have helped as much as people think it would, because Gaslight tried to do that within the final month. Like, they finally, like, listened to the fans, and they brought back the Bowers. You know, they brought back,
the
favorite. And it was you know, that's great, but you guys waited until it was gonna be canceled to, you know, finally do this. And like on As the World Turns, Julianne Moore, I gotta give her some credit because she came back. You know, I was expecting some other people to come back. I'm not mentioning no name, but you know,
Meg
she said it wasn't for, you know, like moving on. You know, but I was glad to see her, but as far as All My Children goes, I know Carol Burnett, she said she's going to go back before it's canceled. She said she'll go back and do something for you.
I wasn't surprised about AMC, though. I wasn't surprised. I was just really surprised that they canceled One Life to Live. I thought even Franz was thinking that he knew he was going to cancel one. But then there was room.
He was saying more so to One Life to Live. He was saying more so to One Life to Live a year ago. That they were going to be canceled because he was talking about the budget. That's when the whole budget cut issue was going on and people were taking it, and that's why All My Children went over to L.A. and One Life to Live got the old AMC building. And because he was saying that he wanted to keep the last show that's in New York alive, and he wants the fans to rally around there, around the show. So as soon as he started saying that, people was like, wait a minute. And I got to mention this. To Brian Frost, One Left to Live has always been the little redheaded stepchild in the corner.
Really?
Oh, my God. Because he always favored General Hospital. He pushes General Hospital like nobody's business. If you ever looked at a award shows, the Emmys especially. He actually sits with the cast.
You guys, we have another caller too. We have another caller too. 781.
It's Elise. Hey, Carly, it's Elise.
Hey, Elise.
Hey.
Elise, if you cry, it's okay. She warned me before that she might cry, you guys. It's okay because, you know, you have every reason to cry.
When I heard that all my children was being moved to California, I thought it was going to be the death of it anyway, because half the characters have been on the show for so long. And that, you know, David Canary wasn't going to up and move his family to California.
Yep.
Susan Lucci didn't even want to do it, but she's been bi-coastal. She's been going back and forth. And that's getting tired.
But the thing is that...
I knew that was going to be the death of it.
Well...
But I can't believe
Susan Lucci,
One Life to Live. That was the shocker. One Life to Live was the shocker for me. Because he's saying ratings. I'm like, so many people I know watch One Life to Live in General Hospital. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just like, I feel like I'm losing my grandmother all over again because she's the one that got me into it, her and my mom. And it's like, I lost it last night when Erica Slezak posted on her page.
Yeah.
Oh, what did she say?
She had one of her PR reps post something on her page, and then she's going to write something this weekend. But I saved it. I can email it to you. Makes me mad, too, that Kristen Elderson, you know, grew up on the show. She's been on the show since she was 5 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Eddie, too.
You know, yeah, and, you know,
I got a new book today in the mail, and I haven't read it yet, because I get the ABC Soaps in Depth in the mail. Well, anyway.
How to Save Yourself. It's not about, oh, by the way, AMC and, you know, AMC and One Life to Live gets canceled. That is not going to be part of the magazine. I mean, they will wait till part of, for next week. You know, I keep thinking, you know, we brought back Becky Hoops. You know, we can bring back One Life to Live in AMC, you guys. You know, I mean, people said, oh, Rebecca Hoops was a done deal. Okay, wait a moment. Ed, you know, now, okay, so Rebecca came back. We got Rebecca back. We can save the soap. I really believe that.
I mean, another outlet that they can do, and this would be a huge, huge stretch if they did it. Right to NBC. Let's take a look at the facts here. Days of Our Lives has managed to stay on the air after almost being on the verge of cancellation for 5 years.
Yep.
And they came back stronger than ever. If people write to NBC, I'm just going to put it out there. People write to NBC or CBS and like say, hey, look, here's a proposal. Don't write like, oh, we want this. Like Ryan Fron said, this was a business deal. This was a proposition. This was a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, if you guys can write a business letter, write to them.
I'm going
to
write to Fonz this weekend. You know what?
No, we have like 60 seconds, but we want to continue to talk over at Raven on Radio tonight, you guys. So everyone that can come, and we hope all of you can. And the number for that is,
What, to call ABC?
No, we have Raven on Radio up next. Christy.
I'm gonna get on now. So you can join me there. The call in number.
And her number is 718-766-4028.
What's the number again?
718-4028.
Say the last four again.
4028.
4028.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
right
after this. You know what?
Okay, so
Franz,
I guess we'll
get rid of Franz. Well, get rid of Franz and use his income as. I mean, all the money they put into advertising Brenda coming back, she wants to leave.
Yeah, I know.
She wants out of her contract. She doesn't even want to stay the full year now. Because she just got married. She never had a honeymoon, and now all of a sudden she's not getting a good storyline.
I don't think she's happy.
I don't think she knows what she wants either. And the storyline sucked, and that's what she said, and it wasn't what she expected, and, you know. But they spent so much money on her comeback that I think, you know what, if they, Franz makes, you know, a lot of money, you know what I mean? He's been president for so long that I'm sure he's making a seven-figure salary. Even if they fired him or demoted him or something, use that income for advertisement because they're saying that it's because of ratings. I don't understand how it's ratings because everybody I know in my family alone still watches all the soaps. I mean, it's like a generational thing.
Because
that's what they were looking at, the 18 to 49 demographic for women. That's what they were targeting. I'm just going to throw it out there that every time, like, they say something to me. I'm like, yeah, well, every time you said, like, Ron Fons, that's your favorite line between the women demographics of 18 and 49 wanted a cooking show. Okay. Well, the demographics between 18 and 49 want you out of the office, so, you know.
Okay, everybody, I'm saying goodnight. I think it's already 11 o'clock. It's 11:02 here on the East Coast, so.
Yeah.
Christy's show, Liaison Radio, should be starting.
Yep.
I know. That's the one thing I hate about the 7 o'clock Pacific time. It's 10 o'clock Eastern time, and I get tired.
I know.
All right. Okay, so, yeah, I guess everyone, we can meet over at Christy's show, so whoever is going to go. Terry, are you going to be over there?
Probably. Yeah. I might be going out here in a minute, so.
But bring your phone.
I know. All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, I'll be over. Bye. Right.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.